Hey, gang, there are so many important issues to discuss in today's political, cultural, and economic climate, and I can't discuss them all here. In fact, YouTube and big tech won't let me talk about it all here. And that's why I have exclusive uncensored live streams on Monday nights to cover everything. On Monday nights, I share all my thoughts and answer your questions in an in-depth, casual format that prepares you for this upcoming election with the truth. Today, I want to show you a quick clip from a recent stream that I hope will help you think clearly about these important issues, as well as encourage you to join our movement. Join an upcoming exclusive live stream, and I'll answer your questions by clicking the link in the description below and joining our community of courageous patriots building a parallel economy. I look forward to seeing you over there.
Well, over the last few days, we've had the Epstein papers released, and that's created quite an uproar. Trump's name has been in there. Linda H. says, how will today's release documents that allege 45's island activities affect the MAGA support? If we stay consistent, all allegations should be investigated.
But first, gang, I gotta tell you, I was utterly shocked when I was recently shown just how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but change it. I mean, if you don't know, the deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online, and criminals are free to find our deeds, forge our signatures, refile as the new owner of our homes, take out tons of loans using our home's equity, and then stick us with the debt. And by the way, if you think homeowners insurance is going to bail you out, you got another thing coming. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're absolutely amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected. Click on that link below right now and use promo code TurleyTalks. And all you have to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. I mean, that's $100 value, absolutely and totally free if you use my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret that you didn't do something about it when you could have. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today.
Yeah, so this is why it's a great question. This is one of the reasons why I did the video on the first dump of the files, but I've refrained from doing any videos since because there's just a lot of fake news that's coming out. A lot of fake news, and we have to watch out for that. So maybe that's what I should do. I should do a video on the fake news that's coming out. So the latest allegations are they're not new. They've been known for a while. They're coming from an Epstein victim, a very unfortunate victim, a young woman by the name of Sarah Ransom. And she was one of the girls that Epstein trafficked. She is the one who originally claimed several years ago when police were investigating, she claimed that she had video of people like Bill Clinton and she said Donald Trump having sex with underage girls. The problem is that when investigators 5 years ago asked for her to produce those tapes, the videotapes, she stonewalled, then eventually she came out and said she lied about it. And that she lied because she believed that the investigators were going to sweep all this under the rug, like they always did in the past. And she wanted them to nail Jeffrey Epstein. And so she wanted them to continue to investigate because she felt that by continuing to investigate, what they would find would be so heinous and so horrific with what he was doing that there was no way they could sweep it under the rug. She did say she lied about the tapes. This has been published even in liberal journals like The Atlantic or The New Yorker. That was something that she made up in order to get investigators to dive deeper into just for them to think that there was video. There holy crap, we better see what's really going on. And then when they finally asked her to produce the video, she admitted she didn't have it. So this is what I mean, you know, when I say we've got to be careful with a lot of the fake news that's coming out of this, because there are going to be a lot of accusations. But in the end, and that's, by the way, that's even for Clinton. I don't think there's any video of Clinton. I don't think there's any video of anybody but Prince Andrew at this point. I mean, we'll see, like you said. Investigations will continue to go on. But no, I don't think anything's changed in the last 5 years. And there has been some thorough investigation. Obviously, he ended up in, getting Epstein. No, I think what is clear here, what is very clear, is that both Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were very close with the Clintons. I don't think there's any way around that, personally as well as professionally. They fund a lot of money into the Clinton Global Initiative. Bill obviously was involved with a lot of underage girls. Those were common claims from eyewitness testimony. We actually have pictures of him getting a back massage in a public place, admittedly, but from one of Epstein's victims. Same thing with Prince Andrew. A number of other high-profile billionaires. We do know at least one world leader, Barack, was there. Again, we don't actually know, as I understand, we don't know what he was actually doing there. But when all is said and done, this really does suggest in the end that our ruling elite, at least one of the a very wide swath of our ruling elite, because we also have Madison Cawthorn, the former representative from North Carolina. He's exposing what's calling Operation Honeypot, where they deliberately try to entrap you sexually. And they do take pictures and they do take videos in Washington, D.C., if you're a leader, if you're a prominent leader. And then they use that to blackmail, basically, to do the will and the bidding of the deep state and the billionaire class. I think all of that is confirmation that much of our governing ruling elite have reached a Caligula stage in the empire. You know, there's all kinds of ways of trying to understand where it comes from. I for me personally, it the best explanation comes from the notion mimetic desire. It's a concept that scholars talk about. How do we develop our wants, our needs, our desires? Well, they call it mimetic desire. Mimetic desires. We see what other people desire, and then we desire it along with them. So we see people desire a big mansion, so we want a mansion. We see people desire fame and fortune, so we want fame and fortune. We see people desiring, you know, when your kid, you know, when your kids and you're talking about Christmas and, oh, I can't, I really want to get this. I grew up in, you know, the 70s and 80s, and we would have all these action figures. Oh, I can't wait to get this. And then that triggers in my brain, oh, that's a desirable object. I want that. And then the problem is, because the objects of our desire are limited, limitation always breeds conflict, because not everyone can have it. So, and then conflict breeds violence. And so the classical religions placated that desire through a scapegoat. The scapegoat gets punished on our behalf. That's the notion. And so you get this amazing, I mean, even there's a whole theology of this. This all goes up to the cross, where Christ is the scapegoat for humanity's desires gone wacko. And instead of killing each other, they kill, you know, what should I do with this Jesus you call the Messiah, the Christ? Crucify him. In other words, instead of beating each other up, we take all our anger and our tension on the scapegoat, and then we feel better about things. That's the idea, that religion and sacrificial systems placated mimetic desire. C.S. Lewis wrote about this in the 1940s in his book Abolition of Man. These ruling elite are above religion. They consider themselves above religion. They are secular technocratic globalist elite that no longer have the classical religions to placate their desires. So they act on them. And they and because they're billionaires and bureaucrats and donor class and stuff, they are, the desires get weirder and weirder and stranger and odder because they're totally amputated from any classical moral order. So and then the irony is they end up blackmailing each other. So as to be able to have more power in that bizarre, degenerate world. So we are in the Caligula stage. The Caligula stage is a stage of a falling, imploding empire. And so it's going to require the civilizational populism of the people to rise up and take our nation back for faith, family, and freedom.
I hope you enjoyed that clip of my Monday night Insiders Club live stream. Join us live next week by clicking on the link in the description below and joining the coalition of patriots worldwide building a parallel economy to return to our roots of faith, family, and freedom. Click below right now.